Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, Jay Croucher, our crew, and you. Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. 20 minutes from now, our friend, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola, drops by. His best bets for Week 8 in the NFL. And 40 minutes from now, our best bets for the NBA, the NHL. I have no hockey bets. Maybe Femi does. I do have bets in the NBA, and we will give you our bets and the final injury reports for the Vikings and the Chargers as Week 8 in the NFL kicks off tonight in Los Angeles. Chargers and Vikings. But joining us right now, and I'm really happy to see his face, because I had heard, a source had told me, that he was at the poker table with Chauncey Billups, Ben Wallace might have been there. Joe Dumars.
And maybe
a couple others. You might have been there. Our friend Jay Croucher joins us on the show. Betting analyst for our friends at NBC Sports. On Twitter at CroucherJD. What's going on, my friend? How are you?
Yeah, lots going on, Nick. Brain in the blender at the moment with all the sport happening. But looking forward to talking about whatever you want to talk about, my friend.
Well, have you played Ghost of Yotai for PlayStation 5? Because it's really like it's my favorite.
I've played Ghost of Yotai.
Oh no! Would you like to talk? Would you like to talk about my marriage?
I bought a PlayStation 5 like 2 years ago. So I was gonna, like, it was a way to like play FIFA with my friends back home in Australia. The PlayStation 5's been turned on twice in the past 2 years. It's one of the worst purchases of my life. Got three young children. When was I going to play FIFA with my friends back home or in a comically different time zone? Just a really bad process and bad outcome.
Yeah, well, you know, and there's, all right, let's move on. Got to get your thought on the big story of the day in sports, which is obviously the, I wanted to make a joke, but I'm just not going to. The arrest of Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones, and kind of like what this means for sports betting. Because a lot of people want to say, well, legalized sports betting is the reason for this. I pretty strongly disagree with that. You before, I think this is no secret, right? Before you did media, like you worked for a sports book, right? And I don't think that's a secret. I hope you don't mind me saying it.
Yeah,
I think you will have I think you'll, well, I just did. I think you'll have really excellent perspective on this. Like, the floor is yours. Your thoughts on the arrest today in the NBA.
Yeah, I don't think that legalized sports betting has contributed to things like this happening at all. I think that, if anything, it gives more of an infrastructure to be able to identify this kind of stuff. When I was head of trading at a sports book, it was honestly a pain, constantly dealing with integrity agencies and reporting suspicious activity. And I'd have to answer calls because, like, the Cowboys line moved 3 points in the preseason. And I'd be like, is there suspicious activity here? It's like, no, they ruled out all their players. This is normal. But there are a lot of checks and balances on that front
that's really funny.
Of identifying and reporting suspicious activity. And so, say that legalized sports betting didn't happen or wasn't here in the US. Like, do you think this stuff stops? Like, no. There are actually actors who have incentives to report this kind of stuff. And it's much more under the microscope. So, yeah, this is obviously not a great look overall, but I wouldn't attach not a great look to the legalized industry. I would think that legalization is good for uncovering this type of stuff.
It's a really important question. Do you think that in the history of, like, sports content, betting or otherwise, the word actor has been used more than it has today? I said it like 5 times in the opening segment of the show today, like bad actors.
Yeah, it's a great question, Nick, and one I've got absolutely no answer for whatsoever, but it's certainly in the discussion. It's completely lacking in falsifiability, the claim that you've just made, but it could be possible.
Pretty sure I'm doing this for 25 years. Pretty sure I'm right, at least in this quarter century. All right, I want to get to the NBA. Let's do NFL to start. Do you have a best bet for us, side total or prop, coming up for Week 8 in the National Football League?
Not side total or prop, but I do think it is interesting the way that the market has continued to upgrade the Chiefs, and not just this week against the Commanders, who are obviously lacking a bit with Jayden Daniels out and Marcus Mariota coming in, but also the look-ahead line where the Chiefs are favored in Buffalo. And if the Chiefs are going to be favored in Buffalo, that means that they are, I think, the clear best team in the NFL, arguably in a tier by themselves. So how does that ripple into other markets? Well, Patrick Mahomes is already the favorite for MVP. I think he is the most likely player to win, but I think his price just can't be touched, given that he's like plus 125 range to win MVP, but he's minus 130 to win his division. We spoke a couple of weeks ago. Nick, I know you're on the 10-1 Chiefs Super Bowl train with me, which has now left the station. But I do think the best bet around the Chiefs is that minus 130 to win the division because of the level that they have found, but also the other two serious teams in that division looking very flawed. The Chargers O-line is just broken. Even with Joe Alt back, like, he's one guy that's still four below average starters at the other four spots. Justin Herbert's just completely under siege. And the Chargers defense, which I think had a shot to be really good, I think is merely just okay and solid. And the Colts destroyed them. And then the Broncos. They're kind of like a very rich man's Carolina Panthers, where they don't justify, I don't think, their 5-2 record. With the offense, Bo Nix has looked very, very shaky. The defense is strange because the defense grinds bad offenses into dust, like they did with the Jets, like they did with the Titans, like they did with Carson Wentz in Week 18 last year and backups. Whenever they play really good offenses and really good quarterbacks, they seem to get lit up. Josh Allen destroyed them in the playoffs last year. Justin Herbert did whatever he wanted. I don't think Joe Burrow punted. Well, Joe Burrow didn't punt. I don't think his punter punted when the Bengals played the Broncos. And then this year, good offenses have gotten them as well, in particular the Colts game. So I just think the Chiefs are a couple tiers above all these teams, and I like them at minus 130 to win the division.
We're going to turn our attention to the NBA in a second here. So give us, or maybe we'll do an award market also in the National Football League. But just in like 20 seconds, I don't want to put words in your mouth. It sounds like you like the Vikings a little bit against the Chargers. Maybe not, but the state of the Chargers' offensive line. We'll see if Alt and Pipkins are going to play. We'll find out later this hour. Do you have a bet for tonight's game? It sounds like you like Minnesota, but I want you to confirm that for us.
No, I don't love Minnesota. I don't love the Chargers either. I think that the line is fair here, just with the volatility of Carson Wentz. I will say, and if you still can get him in any fantasy leagues, Aronde Gadsden is like one of the most fun and exciting players in the league, one of the most highly volatile players. It's like, is this guy going to get 11 yards tonight? Or is he the greatest tight end who ever lived? Because both of those outcomes are very much in play. The guy went for 7 for 164 and a touchdown last week. I think he's had 8 and 9 targets the past 2 weeks. So I think the betting market in terms of his receiving prop is in like the 44.5 range, which is really just a guess from the market. But fantasy-wise, he is a very fun and speculative pickup.
Let me just ask you this question. So Tyler Morales on our show crew, are you familiar with Tyler?
Yeah. Tyler the creator.
He's a clown.
Okay. I got no opinion on Tyler, really.
He asked, well, I just gave, that's your opinion now. He's bozo. He asked before the show and meant it, and then argue. He did that thing that people do when like they ask you a question and you answer it, and then they argue with you. It's like, well, why'd you ask me? He said Mason Taylor or Aronde Gadsden this week in fantasy. Well, I said one plays for the Jets and the other had 160 receiving yards last week. What do you think? He wanted to play Mason Taylor. Now, Mason Taylor may not play, obviously. He's on the injury report. What would you... How about, let me phrase the question this way, and Femi's going to ask you some award questions. Do you respect Tyler Morales? 10 seconds.
No, I don't aggressively disrespect him, but I haven't built up that level of respect for Tyler Morales. I would start Aronde Gadsden, the Big O, as he's known. I don't believe that nickname is claimed in American sports history. So the Big O, very fun player rest of the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, well, Tyler, deal with that, I guess. No respect for you. Let's talk about some other rookies, though, Jay, because the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year market over at BetMGM. Jackson Dart's your favorite, minus 125. Emeka Buka's plus 250. Tyler Warren plus 650 and on down the line. I made the case that we all thought Buka was going to miss the game Monday night. He played. So why is he not still the favorite at plus 250? That, to me, feels like a bet. How do you see this Elroy market with Abuka not having missed any of the time that we thought he was going to miss this time last week?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It feels like the market is moving off of Jackson Dart's face paint. I don't understand who decided that he gets to be the favorite in this market. Like, why is he the most likely player to win Offensive Rookie of the Year? He's a super fun player. He's a very bright prospect. Things are looking up for the Giants. But the reality is that the team is 2-5. He doesn't have a great deal of weapons. His offensive line is suspect. The schedule is really tough. And I think there's just going to be growing pains for Jackson Dart. I think his stats surface level looked okay against the Broncos. And it's the Broncos defense, which is a good defense. But the three touchdowns were all like, one was a completely broken coverage where Bellinger was wide open deep. Another was a tip pass intended for someone else. And then there was a screen pass to Scatterbird. His completion percentage over expected was not great. And look, this isn't to like pile on Jackson Dart. He's a rookie quarterback in a tough spot. I just don't think he's going to have one, the team success, and then two, the numbers given his weapons to be in a position to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, he can win, but I don't think he should be the favorite. The market is implying that he's around 50% equity. I think it's substantially lower than that. I'm with you, Femi, that I think Egbuka should be the favorite, but I don't think that there is a ton of distance between him and the rest of the field because, one, the Bucks offense showed signs of shakiness against the Lions. Just their O-line is really banged up. I think Mike Evans going down is net positive for Egbuka's ability to compile stats, but at the same time, he's going to get a lot of attention, and he has struggled a little bit against man coverage and press coverage, so that will be interesting to watch. I mean, without Evans there, he didn't really do much against Detroit. So I think that Egbuka's price, I think it's fair. I think he should be favored over Dart, but that's more that Dart should be a lot longer. My bet in the market right now would be Tyler Warren at plus 650. I think that he is the highest floor candidate of everyone, where he just has a very viable path to being the number one tight end in football, leading the NFL in receiving yards, being the number one pass game weapon on what has been the best offense in football so far. He has his kind of extra element is that he gets used everywhere around the formation, right? He plays halfback, fullback. He's taking wildcat snaps. He's lining up at receiver. He's a great blocker. He's this do everything type of guy. He passes the eye test. Tyler Warren's a superstar. And so I think that Tyler Warren being the number one tight end is a case that people will feel really good about if Egbuka tails off a little bit and Dart doesn't hit ceiling outcome. So I think Warren should be shorter than plus 650.
All right, making the case for Tyler Warren there. Let's talk some NBA. Two nights into the NBA season. Last night was awesome. Victor Wembanyama, VJ Edgecombe. What would you rather bet? Is it Wemby plus 300 to win MVP, or would you rather bet Edgecombe plus 175 to be Rookie of the Year? We got about 60 seconds.
I don't really want to bet either of them, to be honest. I think that ultimately, I think Cooper Flagg still warrants favoritism for Rookie of the Year. And then on the MVP front, I get like Wemby has an incredible ceiling. And Wemby has within a realistic range of outcomes, like better than Michael Jordan. Like it's probably not likely to happen, but that is within his range of outcomes. And you don't
is say
that
about... Is he the best player in the league already?
I don't think so, but it's very possible. And there's a material chance that we will get to the season and look back and think he is the best player in the league. I've just asked people who want to bet Wemby MVP, what does it actually look like him beating Shea in particular? Like, what does the wins gap need to be? Because Wemby, Nick, he can be the best player in the league and still not win MVP because he has 12 fewer wins than Shea because Shea's on a much better team. So I think there are probably better ways to bet the Wemby MVP angle, like betting the Spurs to win their division, betting the Spurs to win the Western Conference, which is like 22-1. If Wemby's actually the best player in the league, then he shouldn't be 22-1 to make the finals. So I think there are better angles into that. I think that Shea is still the best bet in the MVP market. I think that there is no parallel for a team being as good as OKC, as young as their roster is. And that means that I think that they're just going to rev the gas every night. Like this team just doesn't know how not to play hard. I think they could compile a ton of regular season wins and ultimately finish, you know, 10, 12, 14 games ahead of the Spurs and 10 games ahead of the Nuggets. And Shea ultimately wins MVP off of team success because that's a huge element of MVP.
5 seconds for this one. Would you consider betting Spurs adjusted win total 45.5 up one from before the season after the win last night?
Yes, I would. I think they go over. Good.
Why? Well, I mean,
approved?
5 seconds. You did it in a second and a half. That was pretty good.
Yeah, you're 4 seconds back. Three and a half.
We have some people on the show that do TV, and I'm like 60 seconds, and they're like, I have to interrupt them.
No.
Like, you do TV. How do you? I once had an MRI, 45 minute on my shoulder. I woke up and I was like, there's 3 minutes left in this son of a bitch. Yeah. And I was right. At Croucher JD on Twitter, my friends say, well, we'll catch up with you next week.
Appreciate it, fellas. Have good luck.
Pro sports bettor Rob Mazzola joins us coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.